everyone. This is Linda Rennie, the founder and the president of Sanction Love Ministries. The purpose of these podcasts is to bring the heartbeat of Jesus's ratifying love to you through the teachings, interviews, current topics, and much more. We plan to cover deep and sensitive topics to create a hunger to know the lover of our souls, who he is in us and who we are in him. So sit back and incline the ear of your heart to the pursuit of the pursuer himself.
Hi, I'm Joy Farrow from Sanction Love. And I wanted to hop on here and tell you about something that just recently happened to me in an intimate moment with the Lord. And what it happened was, I heard the Holy Spirit say, I'd like you to do a fast, a liquid fast for 24 hours. And I had no idea what he wanted, why he wanted me to have the fast, and what I was going into with him. But he said, just be obedient and I'll show you. So I picked the day and went into a 24-hour liquid fast. And through it, I didn't feel anything. Nothing was out of the ordinary. I was trying to hear from him and praying. But as I was coming out of this fast, he really spoke to me. And it was about a dream that he had put in my heart, and he was rerouting it. And so I went through a whole struggle with him, like, I thought I heard you this way, and how do you want me to do this, and what does this mean? And just going back and forth with the Holy Spirit and reading his word and seeking him in prayer to make sure I was hearing correctly, because this dream had been a 3-year dream, and now it's coming to, you know, where it was going to be coming into full fruition, and now we were rerouting the dream. And so there was a struggle of laying down this dream, and he asked me, if I ask you to put the whole dream on the altar, will you do it? And I paused. It was a pause that I had to come into this place where, whatever you want, Jesus, you know, this is your dream anyways, and I will lay it down on the altar. And in my heart, it felt like such a sacrifice to put it on that altar. But I said, here it is, Lord. I'm putting it on the altar. And it makes me pretty emotional, because this dream was so huge and big. So when I put it on the altar, he delighted in me. And the rerouting wasn't that difficult. I thought it was gonna be really, like, painful. And but the rerouting made the dream sustainable for it didn't say no to the dream, it just said not now, and it would be on a different level. But then the bigger part of the dream could bloom later. So I just want to encourage you that there are some times that God does put a huge dream in our heart, and we work at this dream. We listen, we pray, we sacrifice, we turn when he turns and sit down when he tells us to sit down. But sometimes he may ask us if we're willing to sacrifice that dream and put it on the altar for him. And sometimes it doesn't even make sense. When it all started, it didn't make sense. I didn't even know why I was doing the fast. But just the obedience to the fast and coming out of the fast, I started seeing it unravel, not unravel, but just come clearer. And then I had to do an action, another action. And so if you're in that place with the Lord that He's asking you to lay down a dream and put it on the altar, I can encourage you that it won't break your heart. Only for a moment you'll feel like, I'm going to sink in this one. But you're not, because He's going to pull you above the water and you're going to see from a different perspective and a different vantage point. And the dream is just going to, it's going to be beautiful. It's just going to be a different way of doing it. And so I just wanted to encourage you on that, that listen to the Holy Spirit, listen to Him, and lay yourself in front of Him and hear what He has to say to you. Because the dream that He put in your heart, He loves dreams and He does want it to come to fruition. But it has to be His timing. And He has to know that we're willing to sacrifice for Him. Whatever it is, even something that He gave us, we're willing to do it. So I want to encourage you on this and bless you. And just trust Him. That's all you need to do is trust Him. So God bless you. We love you at Sanction Love. And have a blessed, beautiful day.
For listening to the Sanction Love podcast. Our desire is to bring the ratifying love, the binding force of love, to individuals with the purpose of increasing intimacy, freedom, and identity in Christ. Please check us out on our website, sanctionlove.com, and all of our social media platforms. We would love you to consider partnering with us in taking the ratifying love around the globe. Thank you for listening and see you next time.